Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. With BJP Chief Amit Shah set to join the cabinet, Health Minister JP Nadda is looking to take over the reins of the ruling party. Jagat Prakash Nadda is expected to work closely with Amit Shah after he demits from his role. JP Nadda will oversee the election campaign strategy in the coming assembly elections. The latest Economic Outlook report released by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development shows that India not only continues to be the world's fastest growing major economy, but is also steadily widening its lead over China. The Paris-based Global Economic Forum sees India's economic growth regaining strength and touching 7.5% by 2020 from 7.2% in 2019. Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi is set to be produced before a court in London today as he fights his extradition to India in the nearly $2 billion Punjab National Bank fraud and money laundering case. The 48-year-old has been lodged at Wandsworth Prison in southwest London since his third attempt at seeking bail was rejected. When it comes to popularity on social media, Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds an unrivaled position. The leader during 74 days of the elections witnessed nearly 2 trillion impressions on his Facebook posts and tweets. Like the Lok Sabha polls, the PM was a clear winner in the game of hashtags and likes. He was also way ahead in the game over his primary opponent, Congress President Rahul Gandhi. According to data available with Modi's team, his tweets received 1.99 trillion impressions between March 10 and May 23rd. His Facebook posts garnered 7.22 billion impressions in the same time. Biju Janata Dal President Naveen Patnaik yesterday took oath as the Chief Minister of Odisha for a fifth consecutive term. Patnaik was administered the oath of office and secrecy by Governor Ganeshi Lal. The BJD, which won 112 seats in the 147-member assembly in the recently concluded elections, held simultaneously with the Lok Sabha polls, has been in power in Odisha since 2000. Cognizant will be offering higher pay package to entry-level engineers. Engineering students graduating in June 2020 will see the offer made by the US-based company increase from Rs 3.38 lakh per annum to Rs 4 lakh, they said. IT companies are slated to visit campuses around August to September this year to present offer letters for next year. Confirming the salary increase, a Cognizant spokesperson said the company already offers higher packages for employees with premium skills in digital technologies. The Trump administration has removed India from its currency monitoring list of major trading partners, citing certain developments and steps being taken by New Delhi which address some of its major concerns. Switzerland is the other nation that has been removed by the US from its currency monitoring list, which, among others, include China, Japan, South Korea, Germany, Italy, Ireland, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. And that's all we have for you on the Business Today podcast today. Do tune in tomorrow for more news. Bye for now.